Yeah, so super excited to announce that the WCA is about to launch sustainablenosara.com, which is going to be a platform for everything you need to know about being sustainable here in Nosara. This includes information on how to be a sustainable certified business. You can even access the checklists to see what sustainable goals we have for Nosara. And you can get information on any businesses that have been certified, in addition to accessing all of our sustainability guides. So sustainable homes, our wastewater guide, and sustainable constructions. And the best news is that this website is going to be continuously growing. We are already working on more resources and links that you'll be able to get access to.
Vanessa, welcome back to the podcast.
Hi, Rich. Thanks for having me again.
We need to reintroduce you, I think, because we've done so many episodes and people are used to us starting a subject and just going from it, whether, geez, from way back in the day to Turtles to WCT, we're just all over the place. So let's just pause for a moment, reintroduce you and who you are, because now you're involved in so many things, it gets confusing. Can we just start from the beginning and turn it over to you real quick to reintroduce yourself?
I'm Dr. Vanessa Beezy. I am a marine biologist. I first came here to the area to do my master's and PhD research studying sea turtles. And I specialize in my PhD on animal behavior and conservation. And really, after my experience witnessing the amazing Aryabhata phenomenon in Ostunal, fell in love with this place and really felt that it was my purpose to help contribute to protecting this really special and important place that we all love. And so that's part of what drove me when I first came into town. People found out I was someone who studied turtles, and the community actually reached out and wanted help protecting turtles in Guiones. And that is when we founded our legacy organization called Tortu Guiones, which many of you might remember. And this was focused entirely on sea turtle conservation and monitoring here in the area. But very quickly, after having lived in Nosara for several years, I kind of realized that there were some much larger conservation challenges facing the area, many of which were really also closely tied to human health and the local economy. And that's where the concept of the Wildlife Conservation Association, or the WCA, where that organization was really born out of.
So you're still the turtle lady, but now you're also the water lady. I introduce you as those two topics and people know. But I think where some of the confusion happens, and this happens a good bit when multiple, or when something grows, they think that it's all unified. So people think that WCA is connected and you're one and the same, but the reality is you need funding and you have issues all over the place. So why don't we start with the WCA, walk us through that, and then transition back over into wherever else we need to go.
Yeah. Well, you know, the WCA's main goal is help protect the natural environment here. And our vision is that we can actually live as a community in balance with nature. And I think that a lot of people feel that Nosara has that potential to be this really special model for other places to learn from. You know, how do we balance, right, development and protecting the natural environment? And so we focus right now on three key areas. We focus first on water quality, which you've probably heard about, marine life, including turtles, which you may also remember, but also biodiversity, which is basically the diversity of life or wildlife that we have here in the area. And so those are the three focal areas that we focus on to collect data so that we can learn about the current state of the environment and the impact that we're having on it. And our goal then is that we leverage the power of science to then engage and empower the community so that we can share this information, we can create tools and resources that lead to real actions that have a positive impact on our environment. And that's kind of, in a nutshell, what we're trying to do here at the WCA by collecting all of this data and sharing it with you.
Okay, now you guys are trying to collect money, though, I'm sure, to make it fun, to get funding for all your stuff. Walk us through that real quick.
That is really important. If you're giving to WCA, you're giving to all of those programs. You're making sure that all of that can keep running because all of these components are really closely interconnected. Water quality is obviously going to impact not just our health, but also sea turtles and the marine ecosystem. That's one example. And so when you're giving to the WCA, you're supporting all of those projects, the research, being executed and carried out, the reports being and that information being shared, and also the development of these resources, you know. And I think the big example there is our water quality program, which a lot of you might be familiar with since we've shared so much on the podcast. There, you know, we conducted all of these water quality studies that then led to features on this podcast, news articles, us creating, hosting community meetings, and developing a wastewater guide that guides local residents on how to understand their wastewater system and improve it. And so all of that has led to a lot of actions. I'm going to thank publicly everyone who's considered and carried out a system upgrade. You know, our community is really coming together to start looking at solutions, and that's where your funding goes. It goes to making all of that happen. And it's really important. You know, I think I've gotten the feedback that, you know, everyone doesn't realize that we need support because we do have such a polished aesthetic. We've had an amazing support from someone who worked mainly pro bono, helping us with the look and feel of all those incredible educational materials that you get. But we rely primarily on donations and volunteers to keep all of these programs running. And so that's why we've set a really ambitious goal this year. We're trying to raise $200,000 by the end of the year to fund 2 years of continuing all of this really important work so that we can continue to grow our impact. And we've raised, I'm happy to say, almost $8,000 so far. So we're getting there. And it's thanks to the community support. And so there's lots of ways that you can support us. We have a membership program. So for just $20 a month, you can make a really big difference for the WCA. And you get a subscription to our newsletter. If you're willing to give more, for $60 a month, you can become a premium member, which also gives you an option to opt in, and you can get exclusive updates from the WCA and time Q&A with us about any of the data that we're sharing. If you're a business owner, we also have partnerships. So for as little as $500 a year or up to $3,000 of a yearly commitment, you can be featured on our social media channels, and this will even further support, again, the continuation of our programs. So there's lots of different ways to help, and please don't hesitate to reach out if you have any questions on how you can support us. Hopefully I'll share with Rich a donate link as well.
Okay, we'll get it up. So you have a lot going on. You made a lot of progress. You're off to a good start. Your goals are ambitious, and you're saying WCA does include most everything. So if somebody had to choose one place to donate towards, is that the one that you want them to donate to?
Absolutely. Yes. You know, that is what I focus all of my time on. So maybe I'm a little biased, but you know, all of the work that I do, all of this data, what I'm hearing from the community is that what really kind of sets the WCA apart from other nonprofits in the area is that we are collecting data, and it's information. And I find that that's something that people really value. It's objective information. It's leading to direct actions that will help, you know, reduce the impact of tourism and development in the area on the environment.
I think it's applicable to most people's, are their families, are their clients, if they have a rental house, our business. It's applicable to their lives. Like I do a little This Week in Nosara video series, and I put up the WCA reports like at least every other time, because it's real. Like it's real time. And on that subject, we've had a pretty good run this year, better than I had expected. The Boca, of course, has been registering, but it seems like Palata just caught for the first negative one in a while. Can you give us an update on that, what that means to people?
Yeah, well, you know, in some ways we're a little bit fortunate that it's an El Niño year and we're expecting less rain. Some people have already mentioned that they feel like it's drier than usual. So we, you know, until now have not had that much significant rainfall. And most of the times that these sites are failing is often after there's heavy rainfall. It's our first year monitoring Palata, so I'm not really sure what to expect, whether that site is going to be failing more often than Guiones. You know, there's different sources of pollution in that area. And so time will tell whether, you know, Palata might be failing as often or less than, for example, the Nosara River, which is really the site where we see for most of the rainy season is failing.
I'm interested too, because Dr. Edgeworth is taught me so much about, he's adamant that the construction of the new homes and the increase in Airbnbs are truly impacting this. And the little quebradas that get out to Guiones or even get out to Palata without the Boca are showing that that is real. Like, no one should ignore that. It's not just the stuff way upstream. It's not just the Boca. He just recorded his episodes in editing, but he was pretty adamant about that. And I'm assuming you feel the same way. So it's interesting now that Palata is getting checked. How is that going to fit in the middle of this whole thing? Like, should be interesting.
It will be. It will be very interesting to see. And we'll probably be doing some follow-up testing like we did last year. There's a very heavy rainfall event to see if we can look upstream a little bit, get a better understanding of what's going on in Palata.
So shout out to WCA. Thanks for everyone who's doing what they're doing. And please, everybody, do more. But what's next? Like, cover the turtle. How are the turtles doing? Are they still around? Like, can you give us an update there, please?
The turtles are doing great. Actually, I just got really surprised and was really excited. I ran into a sea turtle nest hatching on Palata yesterday. So there's still turtles nesting on our beaches. We have volunteers in the community that are reporting that. I'm always looking for more volunteers if you walk on the beach regularly and want to learn how to identify and report tracks. So the turtles are still here and hopefully they're here to stay. And I think what I really want to share, what's super new and exciting and kind of ties in with everything, is that the WCA is just now launching a new sustainable certification program for local businesses. And this is an amazing opportunity if you're a business owner to showcase some of the sustainable practices that you already undertake and maybe even learn about areas that you can improve and basically get recognition for that. There's a lot of talk in town right now about how can you be sustainable? How can I be a responsible, resident in Nosara? And this is a way that we can show and actually do that. And even if you're not a business owner, we have a checklist of sustainable goals that you can go through and apply, you know, in your daily life. So if anyone is interested, please contact us. We'd love to come and visit your business, your home, go through that checklist with you and basically figure out how you level up in our tiers. And all of that information is going to be available at sustainablenosara.com, which is a new platform we're launching where you can learn all about sustainable business certification. You'll be able to see which businesses are certified, and you can also get access to all of our guides on how to live more sustainably. So this includes our wastewater guide, which is the first one I'll recommend you check out if you haven't already looked at your wastewater treatment system. Now is a good year to be looking at it. We're hopefully not going to have as much rain, and all the improvements that can be made this year can make a really big difference.
Nice. This is all great stuff. I think it's almost like you're reintroducing everything from the beginning, but from a 2023 vantage point. And it's kind of interesting to watch your survival and existence and finding a way to thrive and adjust stuff. But you're also in a community that has, there's no shortage of nonprofits or people looking for money, and there's more and more every year. But as you hear me talk about when we talk privately, I'm always bitching about how we're squeezing blood from the same turnip. We need to get the new people. Like, as a business owner, there's no shortage of people walking through the door asking for money. It never ends, actually. And every year it's the same event. So I'm trying to get you to say talk to the new people for a second, because the new people, quite frankly, have more money, in my opinion, than the old people. Actually, I'm pretty sure I'm right on that. So can you talk to them for a second? Like, put it on the line. I'm just moving to Nosara. Our kids are just starting school this year. Like, can you hit those people real quick with a message right between the eyes or in the ears or in the brain or whatever the right term is, please?
My advice to newcomers is that you need to find, you know, one or just a few causes that mean the most to you and support those. There are many nonprofits in town doing amazing work. And what really defines the WCA, like I said, is that we are collecting real data that is then being used to empower and actually enact real change to protect the environment. And so if you came into this community and you've invested in property or have a business here, the environment is a really big part of why people are coming to Nosara. It's a part of why many of us are here, why you might be making a profit. And so basically by supporting the WCA, you're investing in that future. And in many ways, we're also creating a lot of our materials are especially targeted at newcomers, at helping guide you to understand what, how do you live sustainably here in the area? And so if you're seeing that information, if you're using that to learn how to live in our community, if you're looking at our water quality updates and you value that information to make decisions about whether you're going to get, you know, in the water and surf, then please support us. We really appreciate any amount that you're able to give. Like I said, just for $20 a month, it can make a really big difference to helping us make sure that we continue all of these programs so we can continue to bring you all of this information and make a really big difference in the future of NOSARA.
Can I add maybe 2 points to that or so? I'd say it'd be good if people thought of it as far as protecting their investment. Because even if you're heartless, you don't care about the water, none of it means anything, you just think it's all a bunch of nonsense, even just be greedy, it still makes sense to give back to certain things, even if you don't like everyone involved. That's another thing, is sometimes people dislike this, or they heard that one time you ran over a squirrel accidentally, so Vanessa's bad, you know, like just, it's a small town, right? So I would encourage people to remember, protect yourself. Invest in this, even if it's just for selfish purposes. So I wanted to throw that in there because it really is true. People are here for the environment and the setup, and the people who are spending the money here, they're doing that because they have confidence in it. So keep ensuring that. So maybe that wasn't high level hippie talk, but that's just me being real for a second.
Yeah, I absolutely think it can be for selfish reasons, whether that's economical and financial for you, you know, for me in a way, like it's because I want to go surf. So I'd rather there be clean water, but you know, that might look like someone saying, well, I just invested, you know, I don't know how much, maybe $1 million in a property here that's not going to get rented if NOSARA gets the reputation for smelling like sewage. So, you know, for whatever reason it might be, if what we're doing is beneficial to you, if you find it valuable, then yeah, please show your support. No amount is too small.
I would hope people listening to this would remember that for any of the stuff that we're discussing, is it's not about any person who's behind it. It's about the greater good for everyone, inclusive of all of us. So
that's part of always been my goal with the WCA is stubborn optimism. You know, I'm not here to be dramatic and scare people away. I just trying to take an optimistic approach and show people, like, not, instead of telling them what not to do, show them what to do. And
I'm not here to stubborn optimism. Point fingers. Do you mind if I use that too? Like, can you lend
that
to me?
Yeah, it was actually, I can't claim that term. Do you know, if you don't know her, you should look into her. Her name is Christiana Figueres, and she's a major climate activist who is also Costa Rican and wrote a book, The Future.
I want her
choose.
To come on the podcast. She's an inspiration.
Oh, dude. She's amazing.
I've gotten to know you pretty well over the years. And privately, our conversations are actually pretty darn funny. And podcast-wise, they're pretty darn serious. Can you, like, tell me a joke or something publicly so people can see the side of you that I know, like, away from the camera? Because it's Dr. Vanessa Bezzi and Turtle Lady, National Geographic Lady. It's intense. And I saw that podcast. She's talking about septic systems. And Rich, I can't stand to listen to you and her talk to some septic guy for 30 minutes. Like, can you, like, give a moment of brevity so people can see the real you that those of us who are your friends know too?
I feel a bit on the spot. I don't have a joke off the top of my head, but, you know, I think it's easy as scientists always for us to come across as these very, like, kind of serious and critical, I think, in a way. Some people think of scientists that way. And hopefully if you've seen me outside of work and around town, you realize I'm a little different. But I like to share with people that I'm actually a super, like, clumsy. I'm not a very graceful person. And the story that I actually shared with Nat Geo that I think is really funny is that, you know, I was on the beach studying the Arribada one night, and I'm like, it's like 2 a.m. I'm alone on the beach in Ostunal, and there's turtles everywhere. And I'm waiting for a group of volunteers to come out, and there's nowhere for me to sit, literally. So I'm kind of like on a log trying to get some rest before they come, and I fall asleep. And next thing I know, I'm getting climbed up on top of by a turtle. If you've been to an Arribada, you've seen that they're like zombies. Like, they will run you over. You better get out of the way if you're in their way. And so I like to share that story so people realize, like, I might look all professional on screen, but, you know, that's super well edited. And I'm, you know, I'm clumsy. I trip. I've face planted many times walking up and down the beach at night. So you don't have to take me that seriously. I hope, yeah, I don't mean to be intimidating. I hope I'm not intimidating. And I, absolutely, if you ever want to, yeah, get to know our organization more, get to know me more, I'm always happy to meet with people and share share the work that we're doing and see how we can be a source of support for the community. That's what I wanted to say. I wanted to say that I think my 2023 update is that, you know, I was finishing my PhD when we founded this organization, and then the pandemic hit. It was a huge challenge for everyone, and nonprofits have struggled a lot to rebound from that. And I feel so strongly this year. I've always told people that there's no community that I would rather work with. I just truly feel that at the core of this community, a majority of people really mean well and want to do well. They want to protect the environment, and maybe they just don't know how. And I feel so strongly this year. I felt so much more support from the community, so much more engagement. I feel that there's like a thirst and a demand for the materials and the information that the WCA is providing. And it's so exciting to see. And that's what I think really drives us moving forward. It gives us more momentum. We have so many exciting programs going on, and it's just really great to see that coming together. And for us to keep up with that demand, I can't do that without this fundraising campaign. It's just become way too much. I'm doing millions of things, as you already heard on the podcast, and we really need support so that we can keep all of those things going, because it really is all interconnected. There's not just water quality. Without water quality, we don't have, you know, all of these other components. So that's why I do what I do. You know, no matter what, I guess it might look like externally, you know, my only intention is to help protect this place, and obviously the turtles selfishly on my end, but you know, the environment in general. And that's really all I'm here to do. I mean well, and if you don't think so, please definitely reach out and let's talk.
Thank you, as always. It's a pleasure to re-get to know you by today's standards. Appreciate your time. Shout out to everyone in every way. And it's nice to hear the positivity, and that some of those early years of the anger and the people worry, we had an explosion of energy, all well-intended, but sometimes it got misdirected, and it'd be nice to recollect that back into the WCA. And it sounds like we're heading that way. And thanks to everybody who's involved and your time, you, Dr. Edgeworth, all the people behind the scenes who are pushing buttons, and thank you all.
Thanks, Rich.